WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. A stubborn storm spinning off the Jersey coast is going to continue to cause flooding along the shore. High tide today. Some moderate coastal flooding last night in Cape May and Atlantic counties. Minor in Monmouth and Ocean, though Sandy Hook was shut down as a precaution. A Jersey middle schooler got herself in trouble for wearing a T-shirt promoting a Broadway musical. It's a shirt that's been reportedly worn in other schools, and reactions have varied. The story showing just how differently schools interpret freedom of expression when it comes to dress code. We're live with Patrick Lavery this morning to explain more. Patrick?
Eric, the musical The Prom was nominated for 7 Tonys this past season, though it closed in August and tells the fictional story of a teen girl who fights to bring her girlfriend to prom in a small town in Indiana. Jersey mom Gwen Wu says on September 25th, her daughter Justice, an 8th grader, wore a shirt sold by the show with the phrase, "We're all lesbians," across the front. Justice's school, reported by Tap Into and the Asbury Park Press as Liberty Middle School in West Orange, issued Justice a dress code violation, making her miss an entire period of the day. But both mom and daughter have since received support from the school board. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. A former nurse who worked at Monmouth Medical Center says it was routine to give patients Benadryl by night staff to ensure they had an easier shift. Benadryl can make you sleepy. Patricia Moran is suing RWJ Barnabas Health, saying when she first reported the issue, she was transferred and punished. Hospital officials say they cannot comment on the suit, but RWJ Barnabas is committed to providing a safe environment for patients and staff. Moran remains on paid leave. Governor Murphy wants the state to borrow $500 million to help pay to replace lead water service lines and remediate lead-based paint in homes. He's also backing allowing your water company to jack up their rates to pay for it.
Murphy's goal is to have all lead service lines in New Jersey replaced within 10 years.
Make no mistake, this is the most significant step we can take to ensure safe and modern water infrastructure.
It won't come cheap. The $500 million borrowing would have to be repaid over 30 years, and it's not clear how much water rates might be increased to help pay a tab that could exceed $2 billion.
We hope a modest impact on the ratepayer to put replacement into their rate base.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
An angry customer at a North Jersey hair salon got herself arrested, causing a brief panic when she threatened to blow up the place. The North Jersey Record reports police were called after 47-year-old Jennifer Tuminello expressed her displeasure with her experience at the hair club salon, then yelled, "I'm going to blow that bleeping place up." The salon was evacuated. She was arrested a short time later, charged with making terroristic threats. President Trump rallying his supporters in Minneapolis Thursday night, first since the formal impeachment inquiry began in Washington. The president predicting the whole mess will backfire on Democrats.
My phone call, as an example, with the president of Ukraine was perfect. Everybody that looked at it, and the only reason I released it, was that the Democrats put out a phony narrative.
Trump also took a shot at Jersey icon Bruce Springsteen, who once called Trump a moron. On his 2016 victory, Trump proclaimed, "I didn't need Beyonce and Jay-Z, and I didn't need little Bruce Springsteen."
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.